sugya of the interface, if you will,
of Arba Karsis, which we've been learning about until now, and Simchas Yontif, which is the next sugya. Now let's figure out if and how they are connected to each other. Okay. So Rabosai, let's open our Gemara, Bakuv Ches and the base. And you see that there seems to be some kind of a connection between these two mitzvahs, which at first they have absolutely nothing to do with one another. One connection related to Antitzis. Yidei and Yotza, Pirish Yidei Simchas Yomtev. The Sakadai, the whole of the Tikkun Dal Kursus, though nothing Yidei Simchas Yomtev, Ellen Kane Yotzi Yidei Arba Kursus. Oh, wow. Simchas Yomtev applies to Shavuos, the Sukkos. On the contrary, if you look in the Holy Torah, you will not find Sukkah by Pesach at all. There's all this deal in the puzzle, which you're not going to go into, so we have to cut certain things out. As to how do you know it's a Sukkah sent by Pesach B'chlal? Maybe only it says it's Sukkah more than once, and it says it's Shavuos once. Deal in its exeris, Shavuos, who should call our regolim. Not going into that right now. But our kopon, what does it to do with the mitzvah of the Rabbah? And Sukkah sent in the Raisa, the Pshuta. What does this do with the Arba Kursus, the Rabbanon? What's this all about over here? So, before we get any further, we should really open up our Mishnah Brewers, because you get a little bit of a taste about Simchas Yontif. Just the very last simon in Simchas Yontif. The Mishnah Brewer, the very last simon you'll find in the last page, basically. Tav Kuf Chav Tes. Sid Beis. Chayav Adam Leo Sameh Vatov Le B'moed Lashon Rambam Hu B'yishto Bonov V'chol HaNilvim Elov Ketzer B'samcha Nikos HaGemara Anav Kuftes. You saw already Haktanam Yivim Kloris V'gozim Noshim Yigetim B'gadim Kohen Lem B'gadim V'dach Shidim Kefim Amono. You're off the hook. Kefim Amono, you have nothing. So Kefim Amono. Alright, sure. So the Shari Tshuva quotes Shagas Aryeh, Mitzvah Shal Simchas Yontif, who Mitzvah Sein at Torah, Filu B'zman Hazeh. All right, there's many Chidushiyas. He quotes you five Siman Manon Shagas Aryeh at Simchas Yontif. Chidush number one, it applies B'zman Hazeh the right, which is Pashup Shal Rambam. That we just, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. No, it's against Tosin Moed Ka. Tosin Moed Ka, it's a simple Simchas B'darais. Only Shal Mei Simcha, to eat Basa Shlomim. That's Simcha D'araisa. Well, today, it's only the Rabbanan. See, passes like the Rambam against her. Number one. Number two, no Hegas Gan Benoshim. And this is the whole question, whether Isha is Chayav on her own. We mentioned that yesterday, the Rambam Sheet of the Big Five, one of the Simcha, or the Rabbi, you may have seen, Isha Baal Mesamcha. We'll get to those details later on. Number two. Okay. V'af V'pi She'ein Lanu Karbonus, the next page, Karbonus, remember, the last printed page here, Karbonus. Ev Shalakayim B'shar Simchas. Right? Shar Simchas. Okay? So you can have Shar Simchas. So it's a question whether that's a Din D'Oraisa. He holds a Din D'Oraisa. It's a Din D'Oraisa. Al Tosfos is a Din D'Rabbanan. It's a Din D'Rabbanan, Rabbosai. So we can argue that perhaps they made it tied at some or other, the Arba Kursus. You have four cups, yes? Don't have four cups, no. This is what Tosfos says. If you want to look at the Mordechai, he says it even a little bit more clearly. A little bit more. Look, please, in the Mordechai. You know, but he has the Tosis on Arab himself, which is, by the way, I said it verbatim, Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz. So I'm not sure who lifted from whom. We have Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz, it's word for word from Tosis in the Mordechai. Who wrote it? Rabbeinu Peretz wrote it, or the Mordechai wrote it? Don't know. I asked you once if I was out there, you haven't figured out. Look at the Tovitz or one of those Chukrim. Who wrote it with the real author? Who was it? It's verbatim. I think. Printed twice in his life, the same big day Yesh, he also printed twice. A lot of ink, whatever. So, over here, he says as follows. This is in our pages, you'll find it on page Lamed Gimel in the Mordechai. Yidei and Yotze, Bishop Simchas Yontif. Sachva Samachta Bechagecha, B'maisan Echbiyayin. V'yim Toma. Shita, it's on the Makar, it's the Yayanot. Shita, if he buys Simchas Yontif, Dalut Kursus? What are you, nuts? He says, yeah, Enochinam. Shevi Eshlomar, Kevin, it's Kinner Abon and Dalut Kursus. We got Sarach Yayan, the Shul Simchas Yontif, Kinner Pirishis. In Cain, Sarach, Shie, also Yayan, they have a Kursus. They put them together somehow. Oh, Yeshlomar, no. Ali Birusha. The Yain Yatza Pirish me Arba causes. Yeah. Yidei Arba causes lo Yatza. He's not Zimbasan, a Lupsha. Right? A Lupsha. This is a Lupsha. Yidei Arba causes lo Yatza, shall also be taken me a Muvcha. As it says in Menachos, it's a different. So the whole Lupsha. Okay, but his first shot is more clear. Saying the same as Tosfos, but even more Mefurish. More Mefurish. Okay? So it would appear. There's a connection between the two. And the Rambam, as a matter of fact, says that how in the world do you fulfill Simchas Yotzei Piktanim? We just read it. You read it in Mishnah Berurah, right over here. In Mishnah Mechaber. What are you given? Haktanim nos and klores vagozim. I dare you to find this in Shas Bavli. You can find it with the kids and the Metzias. Where do you find in Shas Bavli that a person, that in order to make his kids happy, gives them klores vagozim? This is not my kasha. Rav Yosef Karo, have you heard of him? Rav Yosef Karo is his kasha. And it's based Yosef, it's not the Bar Makaris. Rav Yosef Karo is his kasha, and Simon Tov, Ku, Chav, Tes. He quotes this Ram, so doesn't he know where the Ram got it from? So he made up a new story. Again, Haktanen, Nosim, Klesa, Gosim. Lo mitzosim afurish. True, Rabbi Akiva did it. That's an error of Pesach. The kids shouldn't go to sleep. Where do you find that it's true on all other Yom Tovim? Where do you get it from? Where do you get it from? Where? So he says, he quotes from the bottom from the Marashal, that's based on the Tosefta. Perik Yud Halacha Gimel. Take a look at Rabbi Osai. Perik Yud Halacha Gimel. Tosefta. So good song. Tosef the Perek Yud Halacha Gimel. You have to remember Shaz Bavli Baal Peh is in contrast to Tosef. Shaz Bavli, that's just while you're turning, kick back to that Kuf Tes of it out. But the Gemara says Tanur Avonam V'mem is Samcham Rabbi Yud Omer Anoshim Beror Lehem V'noshim Beror Lehem V'noshim Beror Lehem V'yayim V'noshim Clothes. Okay, Adkan. So it says over here in Shad Bavu. But the Tosef the Perek Yud Alok HaGimel Mitzvah Lodah Nesameach Bonu V'bnei Beisav B'regel V'mem is Samcham V'yayim Yayim Tanok HaVenosh Rabbi Yud Omer Noshim Beror Lehem. But he has three words Uktanim Beror Lehem. Oh, if not for that, I would have said, hey man, we'll be modern, Rabbi Osai. We will treat our youth with respect. Not this paternalism, this condescension of one of the slug, the previous generations. We'll give our little kids wine. That's almost not illegal, Rabbi Osai. We'll give our little girl dresses. We'll train them early. That's the Bashmots of Shaz Bavli. Don't say anything about Tani. Nay, the Tosefta says, Tani Baror Lehem. Doesn't say what it is. So the Mepharshim say, Kloyos Vagozim Shalev and Shinokotim Shachan Hazel. Look on the Rambam. Who made Tosefta Zil? The Chandri Rishalmi. So it says, Klor in the Tosefta, that Baror Lehem is different for children than it is for adults, and presumably, a little time before the Tosefta itself, that it is referring to what? It's referring to the Kloyos Vagozim. He says in the Bible himself, the source for the Rambam, Michos Bikurim, is this Tosefta. That's what he says. Is the Yerushalmi. He says, look at the Yerushalmi. Chen the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is the Yafein. I am called the Yerushalmi. Let's take a look. I asked you to see a bunch of Yafein eyes, but I don't know about this one. Look at the Yafein. I am the only one who likes to quote Yerushalmis. That's what he does all day. The whole thing is, what is this Yerushalmis? What is it over here? Oh, here we go. The first, you say name and kuf test them out. Klaris Vagozin. Kegav the Rishami Vyokta, the Samcha. Omler of Tarfin, Dabi Ovid Kane. Not that Rabbi Akiva did it on Erev Pesach. Rabbi Tarfin did it every single Yantif. Rabbi is a Mefurish Yerushalmi. It's implicit in Tosefta and Mefurish in Yerushalmi, the Fainai quotes. So never think Rabbi got it wrong. It's a different source, it's not a Shaz Bavli. So? Well, there's not a monopoly on halacha. Okay? That's the answer. But did you notice?
The name is Rabbi Yehuda ben Tosefta, and you notice over here Nafkum Chesim and Beis are both sides. On Rabbi Yehuda b'chimat Tos Eshet Tenokos Elabiyayin Elabis Mechagon Kloyos. What Kloyos? Kloyos is a sub for what? For Yayin. No. What do you see? If Kloyos is Simchas Yontif, and Kloyos is a substitute for Abba Kosis, you get an impression that Abba Kosis is connected to Simchas Yontif. Not just the Mordechai made him out of nowhere. You put two, you put two or two together, fine. That could be pshat. But when Tosin and the Mordechai said it, no. You see an associative law, right? You have Kloyos Rebosai is a substitute for Abba Kosis, and it's also Simchas Yontif. Implying that Simchas Yontif and Abba Kosis is also somehow connected. This is the sheet of the Tosin and the Mordechai Halacha Lemaisa, as they say. And we'll see soon how it plays out in real life. In real life. Now. Fine. Once we're discussing this Rabbi Yehuda, do we pass the Rabbi Yehuda? Do we pass the Rabbi Yehuda? What do you say about that? That's the Mordechai, I ask you to see. He discusses. Go right back to the Mordechai we came from. Do we pass the Kanakama or do we pass the Rabbi Yehuda? What Takana did? So the Mordechai has as follows. Look what he writes. Here we go. Ma toeles tinokas yesh b'yayin. L'chor and nira da'aloch Rav Yehuda. The ain't sarach abakosis for kids. V'hochi mashma li'el hishka mehem l'bono v'l'bnei beso. Yotso. We saw that like a Naftali test with the closest quote of this Gemara. Mashma de'ein lem da'aloch kosis. Right number one. Right number two. Hey mashma b'mas nisim Naftali test in advance. The katonim v'yifrasu lo me abakosis. Mashma dafka lo lebalabayis abu lebon of lo. Now this is a whole promise that we're brought up in a much greater extent. Leave out your little kid. What about your teenage kids? What about mitzvah? What happened there? When we come from there, he flips. Da'alokha kitana kava. No. You pass the kitana kava, the kids do get abu kaisis. Don't amina liel ishka man lebon of vnebeis of hainu li'akha shosh da'al kaisis. As we saw that. So how did I answer the question? the budget, I'm saying. He has to give them. He wasn't sure to pass him. For your matrich, I feel the tinokos, dalakos. For the shum suffix, ad kandire hamorcha. Fine. Comes along the Sefer Mishmeres Lel Shimurim with a real chap. We already had most of his chaps already yesterday. Listen to what he says at this point. Now I didn't have it in front of me yesterday, and I have it in front of me today. I'll read some of the Chibuv HaSefer. We'll read some of it from the text inside. This is a lengthy piece. Started on page Samach Beis. Start Noshim Chayavim Vidal Kosis. And it goes, this is called Simon Yudalit. And the Simon Yudalit goes all the way, it spans five pages. Five pages. Look what he says, something which is quite amazing. Look at this. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, what did he say? Noshim chayavas b'kosos halolu. She'n afein hoye boso anes. This is page 7 of it. Where the kasha for the rashash is kasha. It's enough in the braisa. What's new? He says, no. Questions as follows. Rabbi Yehuda argues with respect to Simchas Yomtiv, not only by comes to kids, argues with respect to women as well. What did he say, Rabbi Yehuda, on Kuf Tesam and Aleph? Tanakama says, Simchas Yayin. Yayin is Sam. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? That's for men. What do women get? No. Dresses. Clothes. No. So maybe there shouldn't be a chiyuv of arba kosis, women at all. Because if there's a connection between arba kosis and simchas yontif, Rabbi Yehuda knocked out the ketanim. Why? V'chimato el, it's not simchas yontif for them. Women too can afford dresses. Oh yeah, that's much more expensive than four cups of wine. Four dresses? No. Fima Moina, declared bankruptcy. Four dresses? Oh yeah, yeah. Something like this. V'zeh the kamer v'shuv levi. Afal gav the p'tiri noshim idalat kosos. V'din simcha sheyesh b'yayin. Which is called the Tosfos in the Rashbam and the Mordechai. Is the ikar etzem chiyuv dalat kosos. Mikoma gom nami chayov v'nein b'tziyah kolos dalat kosos. You know why? Mishum shehein hoyu ba'oso aneis. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi posuk Rabbi Yehuda, v'raya gedolo l'shitas haRambam sheposuk Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Yochid v'rabim. The reason was supuk, the charifus, the fact that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had to give a different reason of avin oyv also anes means because he doesn't hold the simchas yontif reason with respect to women, because they should have dresses. So with respect to men, they tzvei dinim. Simchas Yontif and Hoya Boso Anes. With respect to women, there's only Hoya Boso Anes. He also has Tzvei Din. This is Shaf. This is a Harifus. But this Harifus now goes way past. Till now, I sort of, as Rav said, I said some things. Now he takes it to a new level. A new level. Rabbi Sai, we had to steer in Rashi with respect to the source of the arba kosos. Remember the stira? Who remembers the stira? A tzaddik test. What did Rashi say? And kuf ches. What did he say? Kos para biyodo. Look what he says. Remember we had two dinim according to Rashi. A different two dinim. What did he say? 10 ounces of wine. That's called yayin. And 4 cups, physical cups. That's called arba kosos. Look what he says. The yayin yotz applies to men and to men only, because royal em is yayin, but women, nothing. They're simply speaking the tzivonim. Their only chayav is what we call 4 separate cups. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says noshim chayavos be'arba kosos halalu. Have to drink from 4 cups. Men, I told you, drink out the whole long thing. That's Baroy Lohen. See, they yayin yotzu. Women have no chiv yayin. They only have a chiv of arbakosis. Umehashti yairu divirashi. Why by noshim did he say, kos paro, meridik? Women have no chiv to drink 10 ounces of the wine. They have a chiv to drink from 4 cups. 4 cups comes from kos paro. But men, the men have a chiyuv, what? To guzzle down 10 ounces of wine. That's voteisi vitzalti ga'alti v'lokachti. Charifus. But the Rashi and Tzadi Tess is talking about men, and the Rashi Kufches is talking about women. It's going about women. This is sharp. This is all on page Samach, well, one page. It's all on page Samachay. Everything I told you today is page Samachay in this beautiful sefer. Mishmeres Lel Shimur. You gotta admit, this is as sharp as it can get. Yes?
Does that mean to say that the Rashi and Arba Lashon HaSgula is going on Yain as opposed to Pirsum and Yisuf?
Well, he doesn't go with that. Hold on. And that's per Halalu. What's with Halalu? Arba Kosos Halalu, we didn't have a Kosos, not we didn't Yain. Again, the Yain just to guzzle down 10 ounces of wine. Oh, now we'll go further. This is all called the Shikas Rashi. Good. What about Tosis and the Rashba? He quotes the Brisker Rav. He says, "Tosis tzadik tes l'shitasam, the be'emes chiyuv shtias dal tosis who mishum simchas yontif and noshim anachayuv." Tosis tzadik tes is dead serious about patting women from drinking the abakosis, because it's only mishum simchas yontif. They said it's over feirish with chesed and beis with the Mordechai. Women are potter. I have a crisis. You listen. It's not bad. Women should listen to Abakosis, right? Listen to the Siddur Bracha al Karis. And what? And drink. They don't have to drink. The only problem with this chat is it clear in Tosis or Melsai that the whole Meduber is women or Ktanim? What about teenage boys? I'm asking a question, Melsai. Some of you are teenage boys. How do you read the Tosis Tzadi Testament base? Was he going to pot to you also from Abakosis? Going to, as his daddy drinks the cup and you listen? Or is he only popping Noshim and Ktanim? Give a look yourself. His chat that he's saying, Chan Toys inside the Testament base, is assuming that Toys is referring to Noshim and Ktanim. And Toys does quote Hishkel the Bundle of Neveso when he says, talking about Ktanim, Gilechin, Hogilechin, doesn't talk about the. But the simple chat is like Kiddush. But most of your home, you make Kiddush, your father makes Kiddush. Who makes Kiddush in your home? Father makes Kiddush. The fact that he's equating the Kiddush gives you the impression that even an 18-year-old boy is not making Kiddush. So he's not eating down, drinking down because I'm just commenting, as sharp as this chat is, it just makes an assumption of the toast, which is not so pushed.
The Tosfos also says, like, Inami Biktanin.
Right, a lot of things.
So that implies before that.
It's a long toast, right. We're a bosai. Nafka mina, grape juice. What do you think of our side? Is grape juice Simchas Yontif? Grape juice for sissies. Simchas Yontif. Grape juice is for Poshik. What's a Simcha of Yontif? I mean, I my opinion on intoxication. But a bissel mashke, you know? I mean, a little wine. Wine, not nothing else but wine. The Poshup shot is that the Yayin is Samach Levav Enosh, Rabbi Osai. What? Grape juice is Samach Levav Enosh? I'm asking a question. Who thinks that grape juice is Samach Levav Enosh? You do? Baruch Hashem, at least somebody. Very good. Thank you very much. There's somebody who thinks that grape juice is Samach Levav Enosh. Okay? Good. Good to have someone, it's always good to have somebody on the other side. Alright? Now, there is a Rashi in Besech Lebava Metziah, Dav Sama Lebava Bebeis. Someone's Ashkei the Shosi Shikro, a guy drank some beer just to get his mind off the difficult Lefchukhe Pachade. Lahafik Dagoso should do it alamosh, he lost his money. Tipsiv, Viyayin Yisama. He's talking about beer, can he ayin Yisama? What's the answer, Bosai? Mata Atara Shava Shibahem. Shadak and Lahazik, of a common base. Yeah, but aside from that, they're both intoxicated. You see, Klar, the Sameach aspect is the intoxication. That's a Pashim Shah, yes, me. And I'm speaking not as a whiner. I'm not hoping these things, but the truth is the truth. You got to look the truth in the eyes. Grape juice, we only have, no one's going to have a minority view. Okay, but at the simple level, it's hard to grab grape juice from somewhere. Unless you say, look, cope is with somewhere. It's the real thing. Huh? So I mean, you know, so that's what's called shamine simchas. Okay, yeah, go to a baseball game is with somewhere. Okay, that kind of simcha, yeah. But it's a kind of an objective simcha that we try to have in our sugyas. Boss, yayin, dresses. These are objective symbols, which are not just what, you know, what anybody you like. I like music, I like art, I like baseball. And okay, the rush talk about giving a teal, taking a walk. These are on a more general nature, but specifics, you know, when you want to prodim, which are found in halacha, I would say it refers to wine only. The truth is the Gemara Mefereshes. Look in that yud, and ayin al, this is on the Marma Kamas. Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Very important sugya. Very critical sugya. On the Makaris. I'm going to pick out only one line for the moment. What is a technical problem, Rabbi Osai? If you need Zvicha the Shav Simcha and first day Pesach is on Shabbos, how are you going to become Simcha? It's not done for Shabbos. So, come on, Rabbi Papa. It's about the last five narrow lines. Misamcha Biksus Nikia. V'yayin yosha. That's why only yayin yosha. What's Yayin Yoshin mean? What's Yayin Yoshin mean?
Aged
wine. Aged. What do you mean aged?
Fermented.
Fermented. Yeah. Fermented. Yeah. Rebbe Osai. That's all I thought it meant. That's what the Mefarshim quote. That's it. I have a kash, a bit like Susnakiya. But that's to say for all women. That's my Chiddush Nifla. It doesn't say it in the Gemara. Susnakiya v'Yayin Yoshin. How do you fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha objectively when the first day of Pesach is on Shabbos? And you can't, what's Sukkot for that matter? And you can't Shecht on Friday, because he holds Zvicha B'Shal Simcha. So I would say the men of Yayin Yoshin, the women of Susnakiya. It's a big Chiddush, that's not a simple. No one said it but me, I don't think. But maybe. Yes?
Also, what about
Pasuk? So, Pasuk Shana, Kuf Tesem and Aleph. Give a look at the Gemara. Kuf Tesem and Aleph. Please look. Tanya Yudim Seir Omer. Bizman Shebez the Migash Kayam, Ein Simcha Ela Bebosa. Shenema was a Vach the Shlomim, Viachal the Shom, Visamata the Fnei Hashem Elo Kecha. Okay? The Achshav Shebez the Migash Kayam, Ein Simcha Ela Biyayin. Shenema, on a simple level, all you need is wine. That's it. No need for bus. Isn't the first thing as a push up shot in the Gemara?
The Rambam.
That's the Bialach's cash. Bialach, take a look. It's Beisyosef's cash. Beisyosef's cash. If you take a look over here in the Bialach, case of the Samchan, he quotes the Gemara we just got through with. And he says, "I'm a baser ain chov alechal apsha kemish and none of b'sar shlamim." Right? We call it of yesh. We got machilas baser kemon. Shenem about simcha b'bach. Hamachaber shlo hiskim baser. Oz l'shitatzim b'beis yosef. He doesn't know where in the world the Rambam got it from. We don't know either yet. The Marshal says the following: a new mathematical equation. There, b'sar chulin plus yayin equals b'sar shlomim. You know that math? The math class, Torah Mada? B'sar chulin plus yayin equals b'sar shlomim. And the Rambam understood when the Gemara says over here that at the Zman Hazeh, it's yayin means yayin plus b'sar chulin. Shteinish doesn't say in the Gemara. Rambam got it. That's how he says it. All right. The Mechaba left it out. By the way, the Shittas of Michal's Purim. We're still, we hold on to Purim as long as we can. How can you let go of Purim? It's beautiful, yummy. We're still, Rabbi Side, the week of Purim, there too. The Rambam says Basar, and the Mechabel left it out. The Shittas. Our last Purim. Where's the Purim? It's already after Yud Zayin. Even the Chassidim said Tachna today. That's somebody's yard side, I don't know. But still, we're holding on to Purim at least a little bit. Mentioned the Shittas, but we're hopping around. Fine. Rabbi said, let's go a little bit further. So women, Rabbi Osai, do not drink wine. They drink grape juice because women and the baby pasta is a symptom for them as dresses. With this, he has this is the final combo over here, page Samach Vav as follows. What's with lo? Look what he says is incredible. Maybe. Look what he writes. Lo dami chova di day l'chova di b'nei beis ha-shem nashe v'ktan. Sharehen chayavim v'kach lo midin simchas yomtev rak mishum sh'yavosam ha-neitz v'ayna sh'chayavim rak b'takonas ha-bakarsis avol ma to'osnen b'yayin avol iyu chay midin simchas yomtev sh'kach nikva sh'tiyosa l'leil ha-seyla k'vuhu b'rambam. Look what he says, a brilliant idea. Tamchui, eno gabet stoch alachalat mitzvahs ketzitzis of tefillin. What's a tamchui? It's a soup kitchen. You have to take care of the yontif that needs of the people. It's a soup kitchen. You have to give him lulav and estrik. Rabbi Sai, I'm asking a shayla. Excuse me, Mr. Tamchui. Yes, I need a lulav and I need a darba minim. Yeah, but minim. Go to the rabbi. Go to the gabbai. What do you want from me? I'm only a soup kitchen. You saw that tamchili then mazon aniim. So on Shabbos, you have to give him shalosh shudis. On Yontif, you have to give him simchas yontif. That's all. That's arba kaisis. According to for men, simchas yontif is aim. For men, because they have simchas yontif. But nashim and tanim, that for them arba kaisis is like a lulav, like arba minim. Arba arba l'gzer shava. Arba kaisus for women and kids. It's like arba minim. Go to the rabbi. Don't come to me. That's the soup kitchen. This is perfect. Kachol shamitzus. Arba no sabaneis. That's not the shtis of was yontif. So you don't come to the tamchoy. The balabos is different. Now dvar meirim ben shem isvar. This is brilliant. Okay, the only problem I have with it is his assumption, and that's already test, that it's knocking out only Noshim and Tanim, not teenage boys. Yes?
Why does the Gemara say that? It's because of course, maybe he's something he didn't watch me have.
That was yesterday, Shia. Yesterday, Shia, that's me. I made a big deal of the fact that the Gemara is beferish on the Kufyud base. Favor from the Gemara, one line, middle of Noah, not of a Caesar Gemara. That's all the place of Pesumis is found by Abba Kaisers. It shouldn't be. It should be Simchas Yontif. The answer will be no. On Pesach night, they associated Simchas Yontif with Pesumis. And because of that association.
That wouldn't be the reason that you get the effect on the Tamchoys.
Yeah. Look, a man gets four cups from the Tamchoy. On Sukkot, he only gets one. But because they had made four with the Pesumis, that's why he gives it. I hear it's a good question. I think the answer is satisfactory. Now, Rabosai. The Briskerov is famous. We know what he says. I read part of it to you yesterday, before. The Briskerov is the Tzvei Din of the Girsus Aramba. One's a Din of Sidi Baruch HaLakos. That's what's called Yedei Arba Kaisis. And one is called Cheris, which is, we call it Prisumenisa. That's how the Briskerov what happened. What happens if both sides, a person drinks four cups with asachas, boom, 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 one after the other. Yidei cheres yotza. Yidei cheres yotza, Ravosa. Yidei cheres yotza. Now, what comes according to the Briskerov, just imagine if both sides. Come up from shul. I'm hungry, I haven't eaten in a long time ago. First thing I do, drink four cups of wine. Now we start to say it. I'm an 18-year-old teenager. One, make illegal. 21. 20-year-old Bacher.
In Israel.
Oh, in Eretz Israel, okay. 20-year-old Bacher comes home from this, just imagine this scenario. Comes home from shul, says, Ma, where's daddy's not home, but I'm gonna get a head start. Goes to the fridge, takes out a nice bottle of his favorite wine. Look, Ma, no hands, right? One, two, three, four, quant to Rashi. Ma was no way, take the bottle. Right? It's finished. Now he's starting to say, nice sitting down by the table with his cup. Ma says, nothing for you. Women, nothing for me. You already had four cups. Yeah, but the Tzedek after the last Seder. Says Ma, who's Talmud Chacham, but the Briskerov said that the two, you can bifurcate. You had your four cups of Cheres as soon as you walked home. Then you'll have your four cups of Seder at Brachos by listening to Daddy. Ha ha. You'll get an extra drop of wine. That's the Oyskal, the page Ayin. According to the Briskerov, I'm not saying you should do this, Chas for sure, you should never do it ever in your wildest dreams. But if someone goes down four cups of wine, something off from shul, you can be able to the four, I'll say, I'll brothers, but listen to this to your father. Yes. Okay, that's not Nafkamina number one. Or Chamar Medina, our favorite. Chamar Medina, let's assume for the moment, we don't like, as you know, Chamar Medina, as you know them very well, but let's assume we'll have what they call Med. What's med? Mead. What's mead? Some honey drink. What is it? It's not wine, right? It's some honey.
Made of honey.
Right? Made of honey. It's not wine. So we saw Tom Fay Gimel. If there's no wine, you can have mead. What happened? I drank down four cups of wine. So mommy says, listen to daddy. There is no daddy. There's only mommy and son. Okay, sonny boy. Here's four cups of mead. I'll drink four cups of wine, then you'll drink four cups of mead. Poor sonny boy has to put his head between his feet and surrender to the will of the Briskerov. Briskerov said that's the truth. You had your four cups of wine, the kicks up front, not four cups of mead. Take that. And Zuma has it's Chamar Medina. Again, whether it's Chamar Medina, we have wine in our towns, but we're never going, not going to that. We spoke about a great land at the beginning of the year. As he points out over here. Now, whatever guy Shison Chai, we saw the Iran yesterday, the Iran old Shison Chai. If the yai and yotze means you already yotze have a curse, it's just for yotze, mitzvah min amufcha, and there's no need to drink anymore. I go further, this is no need. You want to accomplish anything. Who knows the Reb Chaim about the Esrog? No? Guy came to Reb Chaim with two Esrog. One Esrog is a Vadai kosher Esrog, but it's ugly. The other Esrog is gorgeous, but it may be a Murkov. That's why it's so gorgeous, that. It may be a Murkov. It may be have other things mixed into it. So Reb Chaim said, you should take both Esrog. Which one first, Rebbe? So what would you say? Which one do you go first? Ugly one first. That's what I would say. Ugly one first. That's it. Ain't something else with Nevada. You make a bracha on the Tilas Lulim. Take the ugly one first, and then take the gorgeous one. The Chaim says, no. You gotta take the gorgeous one first. Why? Because the gorgeous one is a suffix. So you take it first if you're lucky, and it's kosher, the yotze mitzvah hidura. If you're unlucky, all right, the yotze the next time with the ugly one, a minute later with the ugly one. If you take the ugly one first, you're ready yotze the mitzvah, kedasu kedin. Now you're going to do take another answer which is beautiful, you accomplish nothing. You can't have a hidden mitzvah at the mitzvah. That's the whole Reb Chaim, the revival with the Mechanic, with the Mila. I'm going to go into the whole parsha. Can you have a hidden mitzvah without a mitzvah? So Reb Chaim says no. They quote the Chasam Soma and says yes. You know what they say? Al Kalponim. So once you already had your Abba Kursi Shalom and Amufchar, you can no longer have more comes to be able to. It won't work. So don't bother. You shouldn't do it. So he says over here, in the Shmeres Lel Shimur Mechidish Godel over here, a guy can get out of the problem of most of Alakos, which we spoke about at length, by drinking four cups of good wine in the middle of the meal. The middle of the meal. It's called the Ramba. You drank the Shvaka wine, Yayin Chai. So according to the Ran, you're already taken care of. Don't drink anymore. But you don't accomplish him to drink anymore. You can't have a mitzvah and a mufka without a mitzvah. But according to Ram, you weren't Yotze at all. What should you do? Drink the good wine in the middle of the meal. In the middle of the meal, there's no problem with most of all the coasts. That's what he suggests. And now, the next page, Ayin Aleph, he has a chiddush, wap a chiddush. But the Rambam never mentioned, I mentioned yesterday, never mentioned coasts, mole, may have a coasts. He has it by kiddush. And he has it by Brichas HaMozen. He never mentioned it by have a coasts. Why? Because it's a din of kosher bracha. Kiddush is kosher bracha, benching is kosher bracha. But when it comes to the ikka din of arba kosher according to the Rambam, it's cheres. Cheres, pesumenisa. You don't have to have kos mole. So he wants a pasuk according to the Rambam. Kos 1 and 3 have to be mole. Kos 2 and 4 don't. 1 and 3 is no worse than a plain din of kiddush and benching. Like you have the Shabbos. But 2 and 4. Don't have to be mole. And as he gavaldik pshat, he says, again, he gets all excited. What is he over here? Hadvarim here, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, it says in the second time, on page Ayin Beis. Why on Kuf Tes? They have a case over here, they were measuring a revius, a whole complicated measurement. Vavon Mishar and revius shall Pesach. Why only Pesach? What about every Shabbos have to make kiddush and they have kosher revius? It's good help. Every Shabbos. Why Revius Shal Pesach? Why Revius Shal Pesach? Like this. All year long, they had a cup. The cup, they made sure the cup had a more than the Revius. They have to measure every Shabbos. Did they already measure it once? Showing. They filled it up. Enough. But on Pesach, on Kos Dal, Beis and Dalid, you don't have to fill it up. That's, no, it's a Revius, but simple. It's only Revius Shal Pesach. All Shabbos, you have to fill it up. When you already have a cup. You bought your cup once. When you bought your cup once in the silver store, you made sure it was a revius berevach. You have to fill it up every single Shabbos. You don't need to measure it every Shabbos. Nothing to measure. Pace of Kos Dalet, Beis and Dalet. When you don't have to fill it up, then you need a revius for tzimtzum. That's why there was a revius request. Advar me'irim, be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach. Fine.
It's against the Kabbalah.
Okay.
They usually want to special bracha.
Okay. It's against a lot of Rishon. But this is Shel Shidus Haramba. And that's Pratt and Rashi. Rashi says, Shesom Bevasachas Ira Arbotan Lesoch Kos Echot. How can that be? How can that be? Tosis and Rashbam say it's impossible. It's all one cup. No. If you don't need mole, then it's double. One cup is 2.5 ounces. You know what I mean? Tosin Rashbam, you need mole. Because they all, what the Ika Nakuda is kosher bracha, tzadi tesa mibes. So you need malik. But Rashi will hold the ikar nekuda is the shtia, as we mentioned before. There's no din of kol shel bracha. So therefore, you pour 10 ounces in one big cup. It's really four cups. Because you don't need malik. You don't need malik. Doesn't Rashi know the Gemara? The Gemara says, Arba kasei tikna ban derecheres kolchad nava be'mitzvah. So he makes the following suggestion. According to Rashi, yes, nava be'mitzvah. The mitzvah is Haggadah, and the mitzvah is Hallel, but not the bracha shel achreya. It's not a kol shel bracha. Nafkamina. It's the page, not the kol. The guy has his Haggadah, is missing some pages. He knows the whole Haggadah, but Gol Yisrael is missing. He's missing the last bracha after Hallel. Should he pick up the cup? Is that a kol shel bracha? Not. According to Tosfos and Rashbam, no, don't bother. But according to Rashi, it's still considered kol. It's the kol on the Haggadah and the Hallel themselves, not on the bracha shavah. Fascinating. Fascinating. Good. So now, Rabbi Osai, the din al seder al brachas is a makev or not. I quote the Mordechai, I quote the Yerushalmi. Where the Yerushalmi said, if you have all, you bekrich achas yotza. You know, we discussed this, you may remember a long time ago. We spoke about Hallel. What did we speak about Hallel? Chanukah time? Mamish. We gave the Shem Chanukah. That we quoted this Yerushalmi. Look at the Yafei 9. As you can see. Look at the Yafei 9. Because we saw the Mordechai quoted at the Yerushalmi, and that's the Maharami Prague. Perek Memches quoted that to prove, as we mentioned a couple of days ago, that the whole idea of Al Seder HaBrach is only Lechatchila, not Le'ikuva. It's enough for the Yerushalmi. Shasan B'kerech Echad Yotza. Look at the Yafei 9. Yafei 9 is right. It's a mamash on the curves. Yafei 9. Let's look right over here. It's on page Chof Ches. Oh, Kuf Chesem and Beis, the first one. Shasan. What does it say over here? Ein Rashbam, the Tosfos, Shekribu Zechazet. Benira is Daitit Kirashim, the Kosechot. Shouldn't it be Rishalmi, Isa Shasan, the Kerechachot Yotza? Well, the Pirish Rashbam, you have Tosi and Machlokos, Ben Tatamudim. The Pirish Rashi, Yossi Shabbos, is brilliant. Docha, the Kosechot. Takalo Yotza. Even though it's one after the other, mamish, nothing to do with it after the four brachas, etc. Yotza can be Rishalmi. The chenkos of Mishir carbon, the Shabbos, Resh Perek, Amotzi Yayin. It's Meirudik. You think it's Rashi's right? Rashi says, you drink all for one cup, you're not Yotze. Drink four cups, one after the other. In fact, you are Yotze. As the Rishalmi says, this is Meirudik. This is the Yifei Anai. This is the Yifei Anai. Fine. So now, Rabosai, let us turn for a moment. To the issue of Simchas Yontif. We already spoke about it a little bit earlier. We'll come back to it a little bit later. But first, there's one more Gemara which we have to see on Kuf Tesem and Av. There's one Gemara. Interesting Gemara, what does it mean? Kuf Tesem and Av. Tanya Rabbi Elazar Omer. Chotfin matzas belele psachim b'shul tinoka shelo yishke. What does it mean? Rashi. Chotfin matzas. Magbien es akara b'shul tinoka shelo yishke. Pick it up. Make catch your attention. Some say, chotfin matzah, ochlin maher. Eat quickly. How do you know it's true? Think about Rabbi Akiva. Time Rabbi Akiva. Yom of lo amad higi eis lapin beis amed v'shchut mi'av epsachim ar yom kippurim. So you had to make the Seder quick. The Rashbam follows his grandfather Rashi. There's a third shot. Yesh gorsin matzus magbien es akara. Sheyesh bo matzah mor beis tavshilim. V'linira chotvin misalkin es alechem miyad atinokas. Take it away from them. Shelo yishenim mitoch machal harbe kederach atin gachar achiloso v'shuv lo yishalu. The kids gonna have so many snacks, they'll fall asleep from eating so much food. Al achshav shechov mam lo yishnu v'yishalu kolom al lo yishnu shelo yochlu kadei savam v'yishlu k'shiyura hashinuyim shenerosu mekeil atinok is gonna look on Rabbosai. A third pshat. So if someone three pshat, what are three pshat? Rabbi Balsai, either what, pick it up, or you eat quickly, or you take it away from the kids. They shouldn't fall asleep from eating too much. The Rambam, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin. Give a look. You have it in the back. I think it's in the back. Look at Zayin in the back. Perek Zayin, Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Halacha Zayin. Is it there, Rabbi Balsai? Okay, good. I'll read it from the Rambam itself. Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin. I'm not seeing anything over here. Susie, 1 second, please. Halacha Gimel, excuse me. Halacha Gimel. Is Gimel there? I think it's Gimel there, right? Gimel, my mistake. V'choltfin matzah zemi adzeh v'chayotzei b'dvar melech. What do you mean? V'chetzeh b'shan is one of the shinuyim. V'chad l'kloyos v'gozim, okra shulchum l'fneim, kol shiyochlu, v'choltfin matzah zemi adzeh v'chayotzei b'dvar melech. He puts it in that category. Look at the Rabbeinu Manoach. He quotes that the Rambam understood v'choltfin matzah in this fashion. Okay? That's it. He's trying to make him wake him up. In the Rimi Lunil, he says, like you make jokes. Like either you take the matter from one another, you stop making jokes that are schok, or you take the matter from the kids and give it back to them, play with them. Okay, fine. How do you pass in Aloha Lamaisa? Somebody shut them. Open up, again in your Maramakomas, tough iron bays, sif out. Okay, bottom line. Let me pass it. Top iron base, sip out. Top iron base, sip out. Says the Mechaber. Yeshulchana Aruch Mod Yong, and she lechel miyad shetetcha. Viachmu bebeis hamedrash yokum. Oh, Rabbi Kiva. Yeshu mitzvah lemayer velechel b'sholtinoga shlo yishnu. That's what we pass it, right? We pass this chat. Stok mishne brura. Yeshu mitzvah lemayer, v'tzaloma, lezareis laso saseder, kidei shlo yishnu atinokus. Kishayedu shlo yishtai harbe ad achila. Nupcha. When they know the food's coming quickly. I never saw this pshat before. You go quickly, so the kids should know that the food's around the corner, they should keep their peak their interest. Look at the Sharatim. The Kor Adina, the Bryce of the Cholton Amatza, the Shulti Novus. Rashi, the Mar Lecho. What does that mean? La Kavona al Korcho Kamosha Kasavna. The what? They'll see that the food's coming soon. The Ev Shaloma that Kavona who she katsu v'agoda. That's what I said. Charles. The Otu Achila here. You go. What you going to make the agoda short and the shulchan aruch long? He quotes the Rashi Beit says. U'marim la'achila kadesh lo yishnu v'atinokos kor u'pirish zeos yishapet tvei u'mikol gam ein la'achilam harbe da'ad rabba. As we saw in the Rashbam. This is what I thought from the beginning. The Shaper Yeshna Mayu Lagia Lide Moti Matza Kresh Yishla Tinokos Lama Oakland Matza Ukshem the Subadavka Lama Oakland Moro The Indian as Tibu Bacharoses Viafa Gav the Bestator Agoda Tikna Manashana Batilas Agoda Emigav Klum. The Ikar Hashela Vatmiya Shalatino who Bishah Sharoa Hamaisam Enov. It's so okay. Oh, it's the Kasha. How about again? It's Manishtana. He's a Novi. Knows what's going to happen. So the Mishnah Risharatiya says, no, they really need Shnika Shalas later on. That's in the previews. The Kitsa, bottom line is, I think it's correct. You make this Magid a bit quicker than you would otherwise for the sake of the children. If there are no children around you in that Magid, 2 hours. Slav got the afikoman, and then the fourth cup before chatzos, we said. Yes, it's going to be 2 hours. If it's a kid, there should be 1 hour. Because he wanted to be awake for the main event. What's the main event of the Seder? Matzah Mor. Right? That's the main event. So if you get it, spend 2 hours with Magid, they'll be sleeping by then. Spend 1 hour Magid. Not the katzah completely, but I thought that was a simple pshat. Okay, Rabosai. This is the yourself. Fine. Okay, let's discuss a little bit more the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. We know that the Gemara tells us on Ayin Aleph. Go back to Ayin Aleph for a minute. Ayin Aleph from an Aleph. The very top of the daf. Please turn. This is very, very important. Says the Gemara on the top, the third line. Vayisach Sameach L'Rabbas Leile Yom Tov Achron the Simcha. This means Shmini Atzeres. At Omer Leile Yom Tov Achron. Oven Leile Yom Tov Arishin Talmud Lomar Ach Chilek. Well, it says my time. Olam Hashem Dein Lebe Ma Yismach. He has nothing. He has no Pesach Shalom. And why not? Because the first night. You can't shecht Erev Yom Tov because it's not Zvicha B'Shal Simcha. It all goes back and forth. Fine. And this is a shout out, Rabosai. How did Abdul Mara say that there's no Simcha on the first night of Yom Tov without Tosis Kufches explicitly and the Chiv Simcha on the first night of Pesach? What do you do with that? Tosis forgot the Gemara? Who votes that Tosis forgot the Gemara? Baruch Hashem, no one raised their hand this time. No. So what's Pshat? Look at the Yafeinai. Yes, you see. Look at the Yafeinai. I'm going to find out. Today's Yafeinai in there. By the way, the one that we didn't look at today, we saw, he's the one who has to steer Rashi in Shonu Shagula versus Kos Parah. That's him also. They're both quoted in the Yisham. We mentioned that yesterday. So it's really a fey and I am there. And I and Alam. Zok the fey and I am like this. Okay. Lurabos. You want to see it? Lurabos Leli Otav Achron. No. That's another kasha. No. I will get to that, I think, on Sunday. Vesuka memches firish rashi the kol shken yom achron. Vesos the mashikos of po. The next one I want you to see. Sheike v'shachto. V'yushami suka v'chagiga v'shani gam kenochi. U'mak shal zeh. V'ein zeh v'chagiga z'yudalet. U'v'babi lo chosh zeh. V'nirem. So the Isa Sham, the Samachta Bechagecha, Misha Tomeschaye Bechagiga, Tomeschaye Besimcha. Who tears us then? The Lazos Bechagiga is Yudalid, the Huscha Metzuschagiga, Bear of Pesach, Al Kain, Korcho, Chal, Gam Kain, Choba Simcha. Ubechia Gav, the Marba, the Yot, the Varishan, Shem Shehechel, Inyan Chagiga, Av Shein the Chagiga's Yomtev, Al Bishai Yomtev, Shavu, Sukkos Rosh Hashanah. Shen Chagiga, Ein L'Rabbis Harishon L'Simcha Kiyam Achram Shubeis Chagiga. Look at this amazing text. He says what, Rabbos? What does he say? What does he say? Leil Yom Tov Rishon is Potter from Simcha on Shavuos and on Sukkos and Rosh Hashanah, but it's Chayev when Pesach. Why, he says? Because Pesach is a Katzik L'Chagigas Yudal. The whole Machlok is what kind of dinner it is. Back on the Fayin of Alf, Ben Tame, Mahom Machlokas, how is it? Is it Mamash like Korban Pesach, not like Korban Pesach? But it's such a concept that exists. And therefore, you can have that Bosser, from a Yontav Dik of Korban, if I may. It's not Gantin Yontav Dik, but someone Yontav Dik, because it connects to Pesach, on Leil Tezvav. That's a unique din when it comes to Pesach, has nothing to do with the Yom Tovim. So there was no Kashin from Arba Kaisis. Abakos is Yechayev because Leil Yom Tov Rishon of Pesach is different. Leil Yom Tov Rishon of Sukkot Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, there's no din of Simcha. The Tzlach said a different twist. He said, every Jew has a Kazayev Korban Pesach. Leil Pesach. That thing can fulfill Simchas Yom Tov. Rabbi Ol says, Simchas Yom Tov doesn't have to have a special Korban, you know, L'shem Simcha. Anything you eat, L'shem Simcha, is good enough, even though the Korban was bought for other reasons. You may recall, if you saw the one eye Aleph, the Gemara suggested that I got stuck in that pickle. How do you fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov if on the first day, Sukkot, let's say, falls out on Shabbos? So we saw the Gemara's maskana was Yayin Yoshin and Sus Nakiyah. What was the original teretz? Do you notice? Pay attention what the original teretz was? Because you didn't see the Gemara yet. Okay. Keep one hand in your pay and eye, and one hand in the Gemara. Eye and Aleph from it up. Goats? Who's eating goats? Exactly. The Gemara suggested the Sirei Aragolin. There's two kashas. One, you can't roast it on Shabbos. And two, that's only Kohanim. You straw him a masmechim. Must be Ksus Nakir Yainosh. That's the Gemara. Says the Yafei Naim over here on Ayin Aleph. Shtei Tumas Bedova. Birushalmi Sukkah Chagiga. Nishar kach b'maskana. The koi ahalal v'shmona shmona the kohanim b'sirim. But the Rishab is against the Bavli. Why is it so important? It's one of the most critical shadows we're going to have over here in discussion of how you can fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. Must you have Simchas Yom Tov every day? Let's say halacha l'maaseh, Rabbi Osai. Ahalal v'simcha shmona. You saw the Mishnah. Do you have to drink wine every day, Chol HaMoed?
Yes.
Who says yes?
Rabbi
Yashiv. Okay. Rabbi Yashiv says yes. Who would have Rabbi Yashiv? Mishnah Berurah said yes?
Doesn't he say that there's
thoughts
on
Chol HaMoed? Wait, in Tav Kuf Kuf Tes? Let's read
it.
It's a Mishnah. Put two and two together. Ha'al of Asim Chashmon is a Mishnah. Ein simcha lebiyayim. Two and two together. You get four. You have to have one every day. Chalamay. Rabbi Yoshin. We learn to go from Rabbi Yoshin.
So that would mean that you also have to have shalmi simcha every day.
Exactly. You have to have shalmi simcha every day. Yes. You don't have to. Nebuch. Mechat ha'enu. Mehera yibona ha'mikdash v'bosai.
Even bizman, I mean, that would mean that
you wouldn't have to have buses every day bizman hazeh? Kontra the Rambam, yes.
I know that, but okay.
And we'll get to it later. Maybe you have to have red meat as opposed to chicken. Sissies. Chicken. Grape juice. Rav Sternberg Shlita has a piece in Mordem Uzmane. He's known to be a big mafia, right? Sternberg. So he starts off that way. And he says, a Godel Echot had wine every single day. This is some different Godel Echot Zatzal. He was already Zatzal when Rav Shlomo put out his first chelik. What year was that? Tov Shin. No date? Is that Skama? No date? Oh, come on. Yes. Tov Shin Chav Dalent. Hey. 1964, almost 50 years ago. So the Golden Echo Zatzal already then. So I could ask him, oh yes, Shemach Shalit is already not a youngster anymore. He wrote a Sefer, what did he say? 47 years ago, he wrote a Sefer. He wasn't in diapers. He's a major force in Halacha, major Talmud Chacham, who lives in Har Nof. Everybody was Davin in Shul Har Nof? I used to Davin there, makes sense to grow. My in-laws were there. I used to go down, and I wanted an Ashkenaz shul. I couldn't find one, except for Beis Nes Lagro. I would have a secret very often. He would have at 7 o'clock. He never had a secret. minute, David kind of was tall, chilling, oh, very deep voice. If you listen to say Kurish, oh, he's a big major Talmud Chacham. He starts off by saying, go to Lechem. I have a raya berura that's wrong. You were shami per kamad Rosh Hashanah. Mitzora shtori lahashos karbonos tamat kolamoy. Ve'eino mevatel simcha deshori lachatchil lesmoch hamabos of the yayin. The same as Chal Rish B'Shabbos. I ain't shemayt it a little bit first. Mevod afil shami simcha. Eino chayi berish dafka. Huh? That's the Rishama the Shitoso. And we saw in Yafein Ayim. The Rishama was a Yotze with Kohanim do it. With Siri Chatas. The Bali rejects it out of hand. Let me bring my Raya Ruf from Rishama to Shalok HaLocha. Pilei Ploy, I should write him a letter. Call him up. There's another Raya Ruf. From a Rashi, of a Gemara. A Gemara in Sukkot Mem Zayin Beis, Raya Brewer. Look what he says. Muchach she'ein chiyuv v'smoach kol yom v'chol amoy v'bos v'yayin. V'chein muchach v'sukkot a Gemara v'fereshes. He has a Raya Brewer for Yisham. A Gemara v'fereshes in Sukkot Mem Zayin Beis. Yiyam et binan kos kol yom v'miyiko. Pirush Rashi, quote, the ain yayin motzi lecholodem b'cholamoyed, end quote. Umuchach shein tzorach midina lishtos yayin kol yom afilu b'cholamoyed. What do I say? Speak up.
What if yayin is motzi?
Speak up. What's the context over here? The context is as follows. There's a Suk Daf Mem Zayin talks about Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmo. Ton Korban, Shir, Bracha, Lina, all Shmuz. Okay? Lema, Rashi. Hodikotani, Bracha Kol Shiva, Ubefarshin in the Hainu Zman. Right? That's what's going on over here. Shmini, what does it say over here? Korban, Shir, Bracha. Right? The Raya is from what? Zman, you say, Beshuk. Iyamit, Bin, and Kos. Kos, Kol Yom, and Miika. So why is this Raya no Raya? What did you say? Avada! Not a sheer sitting for nothing. Zman HaMikdash! That's what Rabbi Yosef said. The way I heard the story of Chaim Kanevsky brought this Gemara as a riot. And the Shver told him, what kind of riot is that? Zman HaMikdash! That's Klogon Zman HaMikdash! What about Shmini bring a carbon? It's no riot. Zman HaMikdash! How are you Yotei Simch with Zman HaMikdash? How? Sar Shlomim, the body didn't have a kol, you didn't have to need a kos chalamoy, but today's different. Rabbi Yosha wins again. He always wins. Seems to me that even though I'm a no drink person, as a general rule, I'm against drink. You know that I'm against drink. However, it's halachically mandated. I think it should be done. I think a person should try. Aside from his kos yayin. And by the way, when it comes to Kiddush, I'm also advocating yayin. Mamish yayin. Not grape juice. Where'd that come from? The Sefer HaChinuch. Who quotes the Sefer HaChinuch? The Vikroi Kodesh. He pays a frank. It's actually the footnotes of the Vikroi Kodesh. On page bottom of Kuf Lam and Aleph. He refers to what is said by Purim. Chinuch and Mitzvah Lam and Aleph. Why do you have to have wine for Kiddush? This chayav no lassos ha-maisim ha-yayin v'shateva ha-odom lehis orer bo-harbe shuma orer u-mesamech. Everyone in this room except for one person, this requires wine. You can have grape juice. We should make Kiddush on wine. Kiddush Friday night on wine. Kiddush Shabbos morning on wine. I already told you, Abdullah gracious. Don't need a Mesamech, should be instead. Shabbos is going away, so that song goes. So, and plus, he may be driving. It's Tzveda. If you don't drive on Shabbos, Baruch Hashem. So you have to have a cup, Shabbos, two cups every single Shabbos. Two cups every single day of Yom Tov. Four cups Seder night. And eight additional cups. Well, it depends what time, what they. A maximum of eight additional cups a year for Chol HaMoed. Why is it maximum? Because you're going to have Shabbos Chol HaMoed. It's already counted. I'm a big maker in this, Rav Osam. Why am I a maker? Tell me why I'm a maker. What?
One cup.
Only one cup when? Chol HaMoed. If you look in some of the new ads they put out in the Atet, they want a chumah. You have to have a cup of wine every night of Chol HaMoed and every day of Chol HaMoed. Oh man. In my humble opinion, that's below. There's no such thing. No such thing. Hahal v'simcha shmona means. How many times did he say hal? One. How many times do you have to have simcha? One. So in the olden days, when they had what? A base of mikdash. How many times a day do you have to have Shalmei Simcha? How many?
One.
So how many times do you have to have Yayin? One. So you see all those ads coming out, you have to have twice a night, the Chol HaMoed twice. You can write them in a little bit. They put a phone number there, call them up and say, your Rebbe said only once on Chol HaMoed. Yes.
Do you need Yayin by lunch on Pesach, on the first day of Pesach? Because you were Yosei Simcha the night before.
No, you have to have Yayin for Kiddush. Yeah. Again, you're right. If you're not making Kiddush, so if you're not the Mekadesh, someone else in the house is the Mekadesh, then I withdraw my statement. You're right. Only the Mekadesh has to have Yad. If you're not the Mekadesh, you're also somebody else. Oh, there's a minute to take a sip, but the Mekadesh should make a couple of Yad. Yes?
What's the Svarta
to? Chol HaMoed?
Yeah.
You're going to say the same as Yad. Just like Yad, if you have Yayin, because you make Kiddush, both at night and by day, so too, it's a machmir, and one of we require you to have Yayin and Chol HaMoed by night and by day.
Those machmir are probably the wine companies.
Maybe. Yes, sir.
If it's a dinner simple, should you have the Yayin and if you're not looking at Kiddush?
You are correct. In a chenabi, on Yontif, not on Shabbos. So on Yontif, if you are home and your father's making Kiddush and you're just listening to Kiddush, so you should make sure. It's logar for Chol HaMoed. You should have a cup of wine once. You don't have to Friday night and Shabbos.
Doesn't the Rambam require yayin to tofa on top of Kiddush?
That's a good question. You should be koveya the suda on yayin.
Does that mean you have to have it to soak the suda?
We spoke about that months and months ago. What that means, if you have it just before the suda is good enough. But we don't find that it's an absolute chiyuv. Everybody has to have wine and Shabbos to be kovei suda. I haven't found that. The Rambam is mashal a little bit. Perek Lamed. Let's read the lashon of the Rambam. I don't want to be. I want to be honest over here. The Rambam's lashon. We discussed this at some length again back before Yom Kippur. It's been a long time, Baruch Hashem. Time to forget even the details of every word of the Rambam. Where is the Rambam? It's Perek Lamed, correct? Chayev Adam Lechol Sholosh Sudas B'Shabbos Achas Arvitz V'Achas Shachas V'Achas B'Mincha. To remind you that the first meal of the day before Chatos, now it's easy, just move the clock. Right? So Lizar B'Sholosh Sudas Eilosh Lo Yivchos Man Klal. B'Tzarech L'Kvoa Kol Suda Mishlosh N'Aliyayim. Sounds like every single Jew has to have Yayin to one every single meal. You're right. The Rambam requires that every Jew have wine in every one of the three meals of Shabbos. We don't pass that ground. You're right. We don't pass that ground. Yeah.
If dinner isn't Simcha, would you be able to have any other drinks? Or just?
So the official drink of Simcha is Yayin. That's a Mefurash Gemara. You like Coke better.
No, I'm saying there's also a version of Gemara that Simcha is also with the meat.
The Gemara seems to reject that. The Pashut, the Mechaber says you don't have to have meat. It's enough to have wine. The Rambam requires meat. So, all right, so we should try to have meat too. Again, if your doctor doesn't prohibit it because of cholesterol, should I try to have meat also every day? That's what I do. Yeah, I'm on a strict low cholesterol diet. And during the week, not during the week, even on Shabbos, I have chicken. We rarely have meat in my house. Purim, because of the Rambam. Yom Tov, because of the Rambam. But aside from that, we rarely have meat. Chicken. But that is Shaila Rabo, says a very serious Shaila, which we'll just get to a bit to Shem on Sunday, I hope. When does this day begin, and when does this day end? That's a crazy question. Explain to my Shaila. What am I driving? The Kachim Halayla Olach Acharayom. The Hal of Asimcha Shmona, the day begins at dawn and ends at dawn. But, on the other hand, Rabbi Osai, normally, by Erev Yevoker, the day begins at Shkia and ends at Shkia. Which one is it? You want to have this din, which we may actually really a din, and have Yayin, maybe even Basar, once a day, when does that day begin and when does the day end?
Well, it's directly more that it's the actual days of nights. Otherwise, why would we have to have more shlamim on the last night of Pesach?
There's nothing about the last night of Pesach. The whole discussion of the last night of Sukkot. That's a machlokas, which you already saw in the Feinayim, a Stir and Rashi, Rashi here, Rashi elsewhere, and there's a Tosfos. I think my time is up. Seems to be Dal curses as well. The night before.
Right.
Good question, good. We saw that Pesach maybe unique. And we'll see. I asked to see a Meiri and put in brackets. Look at the Meiri. Could even be a difference much more than just the issue of the first night being different on Pesach. Could be the whole Chol HaMoed is different Pesach on Sukkos. Hahal Vasilim Shon is by Sukkos. Keep that in mind. I gave a little comic attraction for the end of Sunday. We'll hear regular time, maybe a little bit early. Depends on. Okay?